Chapter 4. Tactics. The good fighters of old first put themselves beyond the possibility of defeat and then waited for an opportunity of defeating the enemy. To secure ourselves against defeat lies in our own hands, but the opportunity of defeating the enemy is provided by the enemy himself. Thus, the good fighter is able to secure himself against defeat, but cannot make certain of defeating the enemy. Hence the saying, one may know how to conquer without being able to do it. Security against defeat implies defensive tactics. Ability to defeat the enemy means taking the offensive. Standing on the defensive indicates insufficient strength. Attacking, a superabundance of strength. The general who is skilled in defense hides in the most secret recesses of the earth. He who is skilled in attack flashes forth from the topmost heights of heaven like a thunderbolt. Thus, on one hand, we have the ability to protect ourselves. On the other, a victory that is complete. To see victory only when it is obvious to all is not the mark of excellence. Neither is it the height of excellence if you fight and conquer, and the whole empire says, well done. To lift a fine fur is no sign of great strength. To see the sun and moon is no sign of sharp sight. To hear the noise of thunder is no sign of a good ear. What the ancients called a clever fighter is one who not only wins, but excels in winning with ease, and thus his victories bring him neither reputation for wisdom nor credit for courage. To win battles requires making no mistakes. Making no mistakes is what establishes the certainty of victory, for it means conquering an enemy that is already defeated. The skilled fighter puts himself into a position which makes defeat impossible, and does not miss the moment for defeating the enemy. In war, the victorious strategist only seeks battle after the victory has been won, whereas he who is destined to defeat first fights and afterwards looks for victory. The consummate leader cultivates the moral law and strictly adheres to method and discipline. Thus, it is in his power to control success. In respect of military method, we have first to characterize the terrain. Second, estimate the dimensions of the battlefield. Third, calculate the strength of the enemy. Fourth, weigh the balance of chances. Fifth, plot victory.
Characterization relies on the lay of the land. Estimating the dimensions of the field relies on measurement. Calculation of strength relies on an estimation of numbers. Weighing the balance of chances relies on calculation. From this, the result of the battle can be foreseen.
A victorious army opposed to a routed one is as a 1 pound weight placed in the scale against a single grain. The onrush of a conquering force is like the bursting of pent-up waters into a chasm 1,000 fathoms deep.